Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana. How are you doing today? It's nice to see I have some callers. For today, I was going to have a co-host joining on the show. Unfortunately, two people that I had scheduled for the show weren't able to make it. So first I had one lady scheduled, she couldn't make it. Then I had another lady scheduled to be on the show, and she couldn't make it either. So I'm sorry about that. I've discussed a little bit about my own personal path before, and I could tell you a little bit about it right now and my spiritual path, and then we can jump right into the reading. I'll probably do longer readings today than normally. And please let me know if you can hear me all right on the phone. Okay. So I am drawn to the shamanic path. I'm going to tell you from my perspective what it means to me and how I do things. So to me, shamanism deals a lot with the dream world and conscious dreaming as well. And it's very, you know, it's a very earth-based path. So when I go outside, for instance, I feel very in touch with nature, with the trees, with the plants and the flowers and everything. Everything just comes alive, you know, in the world. And same with spirit animals. Everything comes alive, everything has something to say and a message. And the fact that you can do shamanic journeying and consciously dream and affect change is another thing I really like about it. Another thing that I like is Wicca. I am not a Wiccan myself, but I like the concept of the god and the goddess, you know, assisting people and their needs, other gods and goddesses that help you along your path, and the fact that it's nature-based, which fits into the shamanic path, well, I think, and the concept of love and light and the threefold rule that what you do, like if you harm somebody, it'll come back on you three times worse. I think that's how it goes. It's basically treat others how you want to be treated. And beware of doing any kind of black magic on somebody else to control or manipulate them, because the effect of that, though, will like become backlash at you. And, like, way, way worse than what person got that you intended to harm. So that's the great thing about Wicca, is that we're very ethical and very focused on not harming. It's all about love and light. And I like that you can practice magic. There's different kind of rituals that you can do. I'm not too ritualistic, but I do have my own simple rituals. So, yeah, that's shamanism, Wicca. And then the odd mix here is that I am also Christian. So in the shamanic path, I blend in aspects of Christianity. Again, the love and light and treating others how you want to be treated. What else? You know, I like to call on the angels. I like to call on Jesus Christ because he's such a compassionate soul that I know he'll help me get through struggles. And there's lots of inspiring scripture in the Bible as well. So, shamanism, Wicca, Christianity. And then I also like to do a lot of things to develop my psychic abilities. One divination tool that I've started to use lately. They're called runes. And I find that they really resonate with me. I've also been learning tarot, but tarot is more difficult for me to learn and memorize what the cards mean. But the runes, I really like, and they really work well for me. I will be doing some rune readings today for some of you. Let's see. Yeah, I hate it when I say, oh, sorry about that. Just thinking. Like I said, I was supposed to have someone speak about their own path today, but she's not feeling well and couldn't make it. Okay, so besides that, if you go to the description box, you'll see my Wix website. You can go to that, and there I have all of my services that I offer: psychic reading, life coaching, hypnosis, spell casting, and Reiki. The first, when I do psychic readings, that's mainly what I do. The first reading is always free, and I go into depth about 60 minutes for the reading. So if you want a 60-minute or less time, you want a psychic reading, go to my website and go to the contact page and contact me there, and I'll get back to you within 24 hours. Also, it really helps to have donations, so if you can please send a donation for your reading in the description box, click on the PayPal link and send $5, and that's the minimum for the reading is $5. If you really can't spare anything at all, that's okay, and I understand, but if you do happen to have that and you have PayPal, please make a deposit, because this helps me to make ends meet going and be able to afford it and pay for it. Okay. Okay, so it looks like I have about, let's see, 6 callers. I'm going to jump right into it and get to the first caller. 914 area code. Okay, nobody answered. 805 area code.
Hi, how are you, Krista?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, and who's calling?
This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How can I help you?
I have a question for you. I can hear my mother, who's on the other side. She gives me messages once in a while, and so does my nephew. And my mother said to me, you're going to be rewarded. So, I picked 4 numbers on the Powerball, and then I was thinking 4 all day long, and I didn't play 4. If I would have played 4, I would have won $800,000. So I didn't, but I wanted to know if something else is coming in for me, how she said I was going to be rewarded, and, yeah, whether it's a husband or more money or opportunities, or what are you picking up?
I'll pull a phone for you. Getting it real quick. Okay. So let's see. I have to look it up. This fits with what you're saying. Okay, so this is perfect. This is for joy and light. It's the Wunjo rune, and it looks like a P. I got the reverse P. So this is what it says in the book. Things are slow in coming to fruition. The process of birth is long and arduous, and fears arise for the safety of the child within. A crisis, a difficult passage, even if brief, is at hand. Consideration and deliberation are called for. Ask yourself whether you possess the virtues of seriousness, sincerity, and emptiness. To possess them is to have tranquility, which is the ground for patience, clarity, and perseverance. Seen as true light, everything is a test, and so focused in the present, sincere towards others, and trusting in yourself, know that you cannot fail. In times of crisis, mojo reverse is a useful meditation. I also feel that symbolic of fruit bearing, that there is a shift that's going to occur and you're going to receive blessings, whether they be a material gain in your emotional life or in heightened sense of your own well-being. So this is an alchemical moment in which understanding is transmuted from knowledge. And you'll be experiencing a feeling of joyousness that accompanies new energy, that the energy was lost before now.
Oh.
Light pierces the clouds and touches the waters just as something lovely emerges from the depths. The soul is illuminated from within at the meeting place of heaven and earth, the meeting of the waters. Does that resonate with you?
I don't understand the last part. I mean, I had two dreams of my mom on the other side, and we were on two different nights, and we are celebrating, and we are so happy and joyful. That's why
this is exactly what it's saying. It's saying that you can go through some struggles and crisis first, but then you're going to come out, it's going to be a material gain, or in your emotional life, or in a heightened sense of your own well-being. That's where the wars will be coming. That's why you have the dream of celebrating and says, you know, the rewards are coming your way. Doesn't necessarily mean material, but it could mean that.
Yeah.
I think it's more, to me, it feels more emotional and like about your own well-being, a heightened sense of your own well-being. So I think those are the rewards and the celebration that she's trying to let you know about.
Yeah, I feel that way now, though. I mean, yeah, I have a good sense of well-being every day, and yeah, I'm you know, happy with that. Yeah, I don't feel any turmoil or anything in my life. No, it's going pretty smoothly. I have had my ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right,
it's saying that there will be a difficult passage that you'll go through soon, but that it'll be fine in the end because all of these wonderful blessings are coming your way.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I did have a death in my family. That was very hard, of a young child. But, so maybe I'm just on the verge of right now, things are getting better. I went through a very hard time, and now things are getting better. So, yeah, maybe it's coming my way soon. Be happy with that.
Yeah, it definitely fits with what you're going through. Because I got it reversed, so that means you're still transitioning.
Okay, that makes sense.
Things being bad to things getting better.
Yeah. Things will get better. Okay. Wonderful. Well, good. I look forward to some good things happening.
Do you happen to have any other questions?
Do you see romance at all? There was a fellow on eHarmony. He got a hold of me, and then I asked him questions, and he gave answers. But then for some reason, I was blocked. Strange. I think it was a mistake Weird. But then he answered my questions, but I never got to see them.
Yeah, I think he just realized that you weren't the right fit for him.
You're right.
But
I mentioned something about if he liked to go traveling.
But I'm going to pull some cards for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Sorry for the delay. I dropped some slides. Okay. So I'm going to ask my pendulum if a new relationship is coming your way this year.
Oh, good.
Is a new relationship coming? Said yes right away.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even get
good.
The question out.
Wow.
Okay, so the first card says worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. Second card is codependency. Addictions are affecting your romantic life. I don't want to dive into that, but I'm going to go to the third card. It says, let go of control issues. Allow the situation to unfold naturally. So because of the first card, the worth waiting for card, I feel like that's telling me that you will be in a relationship. Same with the pendulum said, you will be in a relationship this year. But in order to be in that relationship and for it to be healthy, you need to allow the situation to unfold naturally and to let go of any control issues that you may have.
Okay.
Oh, people are dropping. Oh. Anyway, that's fine. So does that resonate with you, or does that not make sense to you, or?
No, that makes sense to me because I do feel like I'm going to meet somebody before the year's up.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like you have a lot of intuitive gifts and probably, I'd say, mediumship.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, and
thank
I'm
going
to put you on hold.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, next caller is the 806 area code. I only have, two calls left. So a lot of calls dropped off. I'm disappointed about that. But that's fine. You know, it happens. So please let me know if you can hear me clearly. 806 area code.
I hear you.
Okay, good. Was I coming in clear the whole show that you noticed, or were there
when you were shuffling the runes? You cut out when you were shuffling the runes.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I tried to find a better area for reception today, where I live. The reception's bad. But anyways, so what is your question for today, and your name?
Well, my name is Sherry, and I wanted to see if you could get some insights onto my relocation. Do you see me getting to California before January 31st?
Will she get to California by the 31st of January, or is that it?
Yes, or do you see it somewhere else? And I was able to do a little donation for you.
Thank you. That
I know
is
how
like
important
the
first that
is. That's like the first donation I've got in a while. So I'm excited. Thank you.
You bet.
It's saying yes. My pendulum is saying yes, that you will move by the 31st of January.
The other question is will I buy an existing tiny home or will I have one built?
Okay. Will she buy an existing, it's a tiny home?
I'm going to live in a tiny house. And there's some people up in Washington that have one that would do, or should I just build a new one?
It's telling me that you're going to buy an existing one.
The what?
It's telling me that you're going to buy one already that's been made.
one that's already done?
Yep.
Okay, so this is the people I'm talking to right now, their tiny home I'll buy.
These are the people she's talking to right now. Yep, it's the people you're talking to right now.
Awesome. I had a feeling that was what was going on. What is the Colorado connection?
Colorado connection. As far as relocating?
Yeah, I for a while there, I thought that might be the direction. Or am I going to, I don't know why I was led to get licensing in both states. I'm a little foggy on that.
I'm not seeing anything about Colorado.
Okay. I just heard wrong.
Yeah, I'm really not getting anything about that.
Okay.
Sorry.
And the last question, no, you're fine. I'm also talking with some people in California right now. There's Fort Bragg or 11 acres in north of Sacramento. And I'm wondering which one is going to be the best place for me to park.
To park?
To
okay.
park the little tiny house. Should I go to the acres?
So the first one is Fort
Bragg, which is near
okay.
the coast. And then the other one is
and she's
going
to go to
area.
Fort Bragg. It's saying the first one, Fort, the Fort one,
mm-hmm.
Fort Bragg.
Okay.
So that looks like it's going to be there.
Okay.
Was that what you were leaning towards?
I was leaning more towards the inland. None of it's solid. That's what I'm going to go up there and kind of check out. But
okay.
there was an opportunity to kind of be in the mountainous area, more central. And although I would love to be near the beach, you know what I mean, Fort Bragg, it may be more practical to be, you know, I'm more of a normal person area. Although ultimately
yeah,
one day
definitely whatever feels right to you, like in your heart, is definitely what you should go with.
Well, I'm in it whatever door opens first. You know what I mean? I'm gonna
yeah.
assume that's my door. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
Do you see my healing practice and reading business taking off?
Yes, it will take off. And I'm going to ask, is it going to be this year? I don't like that answer. It says don't know. If
well,
I
suspect it'll be after the move is what I'm thinking. So maybe
will
that's
it
why
be
I'm
after
not
the move? Saying yes, it's going to be after the move when your business picks up.
Okay. Yeah. That is wonderful. Outstanding. Thank you for looking into all that.
You're welcome. I could pull a rune for you if you want.
I would love to.
You
I
want?
Love runes. Yeah.
Okay. Because okay. I have plenty of time today. So I'll pull one for you. Okay, so I got can you hear me all right still?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. So I got the fertility rune, new beginnings, which fits perfectly into what you're going through. That's new beginnings with the move, new beginnings with your business, and building your business up with the clientele and everything.
That's amazing.
So this rune is akin to the moon, the intuitive part of our nature, with its urge toward harmonizing and adjusting in the sphere of personal relationships. Ingus, which is the rune, embodies the need to share, the yearning to be desired, a search after similarities. Okay.
Fertility,
yes.
Nice.
It's a fertility rune. So that's for creation, you know, not necessarily at having a baby or being fertile physically, but the fertile grounds for creativity for new beginnings. Even when you move, all the different things that you could do and create. Drawing
excellent.
This rune may mark a time of joyful deliverance, of a new life, a new path. A rune of great power, receiving it means that you now have the strength to achieve completion, resolution from which comes a new beginning. Above all, completion is crucial here. It may be timely that you complete some project now. If so, make that your first priority. Perhaps a difficult state of mind can be clarified or resolved. The appearance of this rune indicates that you must fertilize the ground for your own deliverance. Ingus signals your emergence from a closed chrysalis state. And
that's
as you
true.
Resolve and clear away, yeah, I love that part, and clear away the old, you'll experience a release from tension and uncertainty. So basically, everything's going to be fine, and this new path is really going to be good for you. Your business is going to be good for you. Everything's going to go well.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Excellent. Well, as I get closer, I may contact you on your Wix website. It's beautiful, by the way, just for a little more clarity.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. I love hearing from people and seeing how they're doing and everything.
You bet. Well, I appreciate you, and your reading was spot on.
Thank you. Those divination tools are awesome.
Yes, right. They are.
Hey, I'll put you on hold to listen if you want. Okay.
I do.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so it looks like I have two more callers. I'm excited about that. I have about 30 minutes left for the show. So you'll both get, we'll see how it goes. Okay, 773 area code.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you today and who's calling?
My name is Tempest. And I'm calling with a question pertaining to fertility, pregnancy. I'm just recently married, and we've been trying for some time. And I was wondering if you saw a baby come into our lives soon.
I can't answer questions about pregnancy or anything like related legally.
Oh,
so
okay.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just for liability issues. Yeah.
Okay.
You happen to have any other questions?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm in school right now. I'm hoping to be in class 2018. I'm really going, you know, to try to get my degree in criminal justice. And basically, what I wanted to know is if that career is really what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, even though I'm going to school for it and I feel like it's a good job opportunity, I was wondering if criminal justice would actually be beneficial career-wise in the long run.
Okay. Is criminal justice the right career field for, what's your name? Is it the right career field for her? It's saying yes. My pendulum is saying yes, so, and that was right away before I could finish, so that tells me that the answer is more clear, so it's more of a definite yes.
That's good. Will it be like leaning towards, okay, so I'll say like this. So it's like this is like the two things that I'm really thinking about. Either becoming like, say for instance, like a police officer, a sheriff, or something like that, or will I be leaning towards like the criminal justice aspect? Like I really want to work with juveniles, you know, like work with juveniles. Like I can do both, like in those type of arenas, but I want to know which one will come first. Will it be the juvenile portion, you know, working with the court, or will it be working with patrol, becoming a police officer, a sheriff or something?
Okay, will she work with juveniles first? Does juveniles first, and will she work as a police officer second? It's saying juveniles first, but I'm not getting a yes answer on the parole thing. That's saying no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Do you see me graduating? So yeah. So do you actually see me like graduating by 2018? Like, I have all of my credits. I'm like halfway done, but it's like financial issues that's stopping me right now. Like financially to complete my studies and stuff like that. So I want to know if you actually saw me graduating soon or having the financial stability to do it.
The answer is yes, you will. You will graduate in 2018.
That is so cool. All right, that's all. That's all I wanted to know. That's so cool. Thank you so much. Like, I really, like, I needed that confirmation that you gave to me.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Blessings,
and take care.
All right.
Okay, one more caller, and I have 25 minutes left, so you can feel free to ask as many questions as you like. 856 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? And
hello.
Who's calling?
Doing great.
Hello?
To Rose Maria.
How can I help you today?
I was worried if I pick up any reconnection or communication with a friend of mine that's overseas. That's going to happen anytime soon this month.
I'm sorry, I couldn't really make out what you were saying. Can you repeat that?
Any communication or reconnection with a friend that I have overseas this month.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Will she have reconnection with her friend overseas? Saying yes, you will have a reconnection with your friend overseas.
Cool.
I asked my pendulum, so Do you have any other questions?
I appreciate it. I guess work, if that comes up, hopefully this week. I know I have an offer, but hopefully I'll start this week, if you think.
Okay, well, she starts work this week. Yes, you will. You will start this week.
Cool. Thank God. Thank God. Cool. Appreciate it. And he's going to communicate with this month with me. Cool. Appreciate it. So it's looking up. Just got to be a little bit more patient, that's all. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Do you want a rune reading?
Sure.
Okay. All right, I just got to shake the babe. So I got the partnership rune. It's called Gebel. It looks like an X. Partnership, a gift. Drawing this rune is an indication that partnership in some form is at hand. In love relationships, in business matters, in partnering of every kind, you are put on notice not to collapse yourself into that reunion, into that union, excuse me. For true partnership is achieved only by separate and whole beings who retain their separateness, even as they unite. Remember to let the winds of heaven dance between you. At the same time, there's another aspect of partnership that you are being called to consider. For the path of partnership can lead you to the realization of a still greater union, union with your higher self, union with the divine. The ultimate gift of this rune is the realization of the divine in all things. God always enters into equal partnership. Gebel, the rune of partnership, has no reverse, for it signifies the gift of freedom from which flow all other gifts. Okay, so one of the big warnings is that stood out to me in love relationships. Do not collapse yourself into that union. Don't fall back. Don't fall into that union because it won't be healthy for you.
Cool. So though,
hello?
I'll to beware with the surround. Yeah, I'm here.
And
yeah.
That makes,
so that means like the surroundings with it? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
To be aware of what's going on. Yeah, I'll be home sooner than I think. Cool.
I appreciate it. You're welcome. I have another caller, actually, so I'm going to have to get to them, but thank you for calling, and I can put you on hold to listen.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, next caller. I have about 19 minutes left now for the show, and I can give you a rune reading, if you'd like. 111 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How can I help you today?
Well, may I ask a question? One question.
Yes. A love question?
No. No need for that.
I misunderstood you. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, not at all. I have a question in regards to, actually it's a work-related, my own business. I'm setting up some events, and I was setting it up for November, but I've noticed that I'm a little perfectionist, so I like everything to go perfect. I was thinking of rescheduling everything for early part of 2018, and I already have, let's just say, some guests that are part of these events, and I'd like to know if, you know, if that's my divine plan, you know, a little later on, as I like to do things, you know, a little more perfect, and I could do even more what I have in mind. So I'd like to know if that's, you know, if I should do it now, because I do have these guests coming
for late. I need one specific question at a time. So can you ask me just one specific question to begin with?
Should the event be in November or in events or in early, well, let's just say 2018, early 2018?
Should it be in November? No. Should it be in early 2018? Yes, for 2018.
In January or February?
Should it be in January? January, yep. January 2018.
Okay. Well, are these guests that I have, which are two, are they fine with it or will they just walk away?
So they're fine with it.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions?
I'd like to travel to Europe. I'd like to travel. It's two countries, England and France. And I'd like to know if that's coming also right after I do these events. Also early spring.
Is her trip coming early spring to Europe? It's saying yes for early spring. Your trip.
Okay. And am I moving, like, residence this year?
Is she moving this year? You are.
Well, there's not
you
so many months.
Huh?
Not too many months left. Is it going to be November, December?
Is it going to be November? In November.
Is it by the water?
hold on a sec. Is it by the water? It's not wanting to answer. Okay, I'll try again. Is it by the water?
Okay. I'll take it. Who'll be the next one, maybe? Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, Christiana.
Would you like a rune reading?
Sure, I'd love that.
Okay. All right. Got to shake the big rune. Have you been able to hear me clearly on the show?
I'm sorry? I can hear you.
Have you been able to hear me clearly on the show?
Sharing what? I can't hear you.
Well, I guess you can't really hear me, huh? Am I clear? Like, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, there's one word that, you know, maybe we skipped it or lower.
Okay, Okay. So I got a rune called Purse, the Purse rune, and it kind of looks like a C. Kind of. It's hard to explain. And this is the initiation rune, something hidden, a secret matter. A hieratic or mystery rune pointing to that which is beyond our frail manipulative powers. Perth is on the side of heaven, the unknowable, and has associations with the phoenix, that mystical bird which consumes itself in the fire and then rises from its own ashes. Its ways are secret and hidden. Powerful forces of change are at work here, yet what is achieved is not easily or readily shared. After all, becoming whole by means of it is a profound secret. On the side of the earthly or mundane, there may well be surprises, gains, or rewards that you did not anticipate. On the side of human nature, this rune is symbolized by the flight of the eagle, soaring flight free from entanglement, lifting yourself above the endless ebb and flow of ordinary life to acquire broader vision. All this is indicated here. Another of the cycle rooms, Perth, stands at the heart of initiation. Nothing external matters here, except as it shows you its inner reflection. This rune is concerned with the deepest stratum of your being, the bedrock on which your destiny is founded. For some, Perth means experiencing a death, and need be, let go of everything, no exceptions, no exclusions, nothing less than renewal of your spirit is at stake when you draw the rune. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, it does. It's lots of wisdom. Yes, it does. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll put you on hold to listen.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, I really like that rune, especially the part about the phoenix rising out of its own ashes. From death to spiritual rebirth. That was really beautiful. Okay, everybody, I'm just going to go over a few things with you. Please check out my website at the Wix website in the description box. Again, I offer what you'll see on the website. I offer psychic readings, life coaching, hypnosis, spellcasting, and Reiki. I mainly do psychic readings. If you are able to, please send a donation for your reading. $5, really, it's not much, but, you know, every little bit helps. So please send a $5 minimum for your reading unless you can't spare any money. Then, I understand. I am also on Facebook. You can find me under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I have a page, and I also have a group, so you can look up both in the search box on Facebook. I will post those links next time. I forgot to post them. There's about 8 minutes left to the show. I'm going to stop early. I don't really have any more callers, but first I'm going to check to see if I got to this one caller. 856, did I get to you yet? Hello?
You did.
Okay, thanks.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I already got you, so I'm going to end the show. All right, thanks, everybody, again. Check me out on Facebook, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I have a page in the group. Look me up in the Facebook search, you know, you search in Facebook for, like, people's names and stuff. It'll come up with the group and the page. And you can click like on the group and ask to join. I mean, click like on the page, ask to join the group. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care. Thanks for joining the show. And I will be back again next Saturday. Many blessings.